Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the weather is mostly sunny with mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, it's a pleasant day with clear skies. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Haifa remains mild, while Eilut is warm with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla Just In, a senior security official claims that focusing on Iran wasted billions while Hamas strengthened in Gaza. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Israel is repeating past failures seen before October 7th, with security forces stretched thin. Also this hour, the Forward notes that Israel faces criticism for closing its probe into the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. Separately, JNS reports earlier today that the IDF struck 2 Hamas terrorists in Gaza linked to the October 7th massacre. And finally, Axios reveals in earlier reporting that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after a recent airbase bombing. From X, the latest. Zahava Galan, a well-known Israeli politician, posted minutes ago expressing skepticism about recent developments, likening it to the Titanic sinking. I-24 News English posted over 30 minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu held a security meeting at the IDF Central Command, focusing on West Bank challenges. Seth Franzman, a journalist, shared a curious tale of a fake ancient amphitheater built by someone, posting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the report from Walla. A senior former security official stated that Netanyahu had received multiple warnings about regional threats. The decision to concentrate on Iran's threat, he said, diverted attention and resources from the growing danger in Gaza. This criticism could influence future security policies. Turning to Ynet's report, the October Council highlighted vulnerabilities in Israel's current defense posture. They point out that Hamas is actively probing Israel's defenses, testing the limits. This situation could strain military resources and impact Israel's response capability. Meanwhile, The Forward reports that Israel's decision not to open a criminal investigation into the April incident with World Central Kitchen workers drew condemnation from the UK, Canada, and Australia. The diplomatic fallout may affect Israel's international relations. In a related development, JNS details the IDF's successful targeting of 2 Hamas operatives involved in the October 7th massacre. This operation aimed to dismantle the leadership rebuilding efforts within Hamas. The strike underscores Israel's ongoing counterterrorism priorities. Finally, Axios shares that Israel and Syria are engaging in efforts to ease tensions following an airbase bombing. Syria had condemned the strike, while Israel justified it as necessary. This diplomatic engagement could stabilize regional dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that NTA has issued a pre-qualification tender for autonomous metro trains, valued at 30 billion shekels. This marks a significant step in advancing Israel's public transportation infrastructure. Separately, KTEC examines Israel's high education spending, noting it exceeds other developed nations. Despite this, results remain unsatisfactory, according to a finance ministry analysis. This raises questions about the efficiency of resource allocation within the education sector. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Starbucks' strategic shift, telling Seattle area staff to relocate or face job cuts as it invests in a new Nashville office. This decision reflects broader corporate trends of workforce realignment. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.